Welcome to Travel Effects, the official podcast of Visit Fairfax, the destination marketing organization for Fairfax County, Virginia, broadcasting from the Visit Fairfax studios in the heart of Northern Virginia, USA. I'm Patrick Lennon, marketing manager with Visit Fairfax, and I'm here with our marketing specialist extraordinaire, Allie Morris. How's it going, Allie?
Hey, how you doing, Patrick?
Good. This is podcast number two. And today we'll be going over a few things, namely some good events that are coming up the first half of May. Then we'll be touching on some fun Mother's Day activities. Next, Allie and I are going to tell you about some of our favorite things. And we're going to finish up by telling you about Tourism Week, which is May 5th through the 12th. So with that being said, May really begins festival season in here in Fairfax County, especially community festivals. And I believe the first one is Chantilly Day, right, Allie?
That's right. It's at the Sully Center on May 4th, which is a Saturday, and it's an all-day affair with lots of games, food, entertainment, and all the festival happenings that you could hope for.
And last year was the first Chantilly Day, so it must have been good enough to do again. What else is coming up, Allie?
Well, also that weekend, May 4th, is the DC Big Flea Market, which, if you're a fan of antiquing or thrift shopping and things like that, you've got to go check this place out. It is chock full of goodies, and I can't tell you all the good stuff I bought last year. I don't have room in my house for them all.
You can pretty much find gifts for everybody there, right? And spend hours if you want to, but there's enough to do to spend hours, so go check that out too.
Yes. And also an interesting thing coming up on May 8th is called Uncover the Prison in Your Backyard, and it's a really great lecture series that the Workhouse Arts Center is doing. As you know, the Workhouse Arts Center is the old former Lorton Reformatory, where a lot of women's suffragist prisoners were held back when they were arrested after picketing in the White House. So there's a lot of history there, and this lecture series is kind of a cool way to understand all the history that has been recorded at the Workhouse Arts Center.
And they really have a cool museum down there too. So anybody, if you have the time, go a little bit before maybe this event and check out the history of the Lorton Reformatory, now the Lorton Workhouse Arts Center. Aside from those major events that are coming here to Fairfax County, or that are going on here in Fairfax County, it's going to be Mother's Day pretty soon. And everybody likes hanging out with mom, and we have a couple events that we have selected that might pique your interest. But of course, all the events are listed on our website at all times at fxva.com. So check that out.
Well, we picked two to bring to your attention that may appeal to all different types of families. The first one is, of course, these are both on Mother's Day, May 12th. And one is a Mother's Day brunch at Paradise Springs Winery in Clifton. So that might appeal to the ones that love to sit outside with a nice view and drink some delicious wine. But also that day is a Mother's Day tea at Green Spring Gardens that maybe the little ones would have fun going to. And
so you basically have a choice between wine or tea. So there's literally something for everyone. And we have plenty more events listed on our calendar of events on our website. Again, fxva.com. Now is the time in our podcast where both Allie and I like to tell you about some of the favorite things that we like to do here in Fairfax County. And I'll go first. I want to tell you all a little bit about Lake Ann. It's located in Reston, close to Reston Town Center, but it's like its own little community. And one of the cool things about Lake Ann is there is a statue of Reston's founder, Robert E. Simon, affectionately known as Bob, just sitting on this bench, enjoying his creation. And every time that you go to Lake Ann, you'll see people just sitting by Bob, taking their pictures with him. And there's coffee shops, there's taverns, there's, you know, places to get drinks, food, and everything in between.
And a really cool bookstore, too.
Really cool bookstore. So if you do go to Lake Ann, one thing that I would highly suggest is starting your visit in the Reston Museum. They have highly knowledgeable volunteers there that can tell you about the history of Reston, tell you about all the events that are going in. And if you happen to show up at the museum and there's a gentleman in there named Richard, tell him Patrick and Allie sent you, and just say Visit Fairfax told me to
soak up all his knowledge. He's a smart man.
He's a very smart and wonderful man. What about you, Allie?
Well, hey, Patrick, also on Rustin, did you know where Rustin got its name?
Where?
Did you know that the R-E-S in Rustin are Bob Simon's initials?
I didn't know that.
Robert E. Simon, R-E-S, ton, Rustin.
Well, what's some of your favorite things, Allie? Tell me something.
Well, you know, I started thinking after talking about that Mother's Day wine event at Paradise Springs, yeah. And I just had to go a little bit more into that because I do love myself some wine, and Paradise Springs offers some really good Chardonnay, Viognier. The Chardonnay won the Governor's Cup in 2010, which is Virginia's best white wine. But also, we also just got a new winery in Fairfax County. It is called the Winery at Bull Run. And if you like a little history to go with your wine, this might be the place to go to. It's in Centerville, and it's located right next to the Manassas Battlefield. And they have some really delicious wine, as well as really cool history with artifacts from the Civil War overlooking the battlefield. They've got some old remains of a house that used to be on the property in the 1800s. You should go over there, check it out, chat with John, the owner, and Eddie, who's always over there, the marketing pro, and tell them Visit Fairfax sent you, and maybe they'll let you try some delicious wine. Try the Norton, by the way. It's what they grow on property. It's so good.
Now, we're going to close this week's podcast, at least our segment anyway, by talking a little about Tourism Week, which runs from May 5th to May 12th, and it's actually called National Travel and Tourism Week. And I know you had some stats related to travel, Allie. Why don't you share those with us now?
Well, as I'm sure those of you listening know, travel is highly important and fun and a good time had by all. And I think the rest of America thinks that too, because it is actually one of the largest industries in the entire United States. And it's also one of the largest employers in the United States. And lastly, it is the number one largest services export industry in our country.
That's amazing. Yeah. And if nothing else, during National Travel and Tourism Week, just think about how you've traveled somewhere and how it's changed your life. And it really kind of brings home the fact that travel is important, not only on a personal level, but also on an economic level, because you're supporting the economies and the places in which you visit. So just, it's a little deeper than just going and having fun. I mean, it really is people's livelihoods, and it's the perfect week to kind of reflect on that and just celebrate National Travel and Tourism Week that way.
And just start planning your next trip to Fairfax County, Virginia, where all fun can be had by all.
Exactly. We're going to end today's broadcast with a segment we call The Bigger Picture, words of tourism wisdom from our president and CEO, Barry Bigger.
Travel and tourism are critical to the American economy. It is a job creator across all regions of this great country. Without travel and tourism, each household in the United States of America would pay an additional $1,000 in taxes just to maintain the level of services we now receive. Travel affects everyone, and that is the bigger picture.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We look forward to broadcasting next time when we tell you more fun things to do in Fairfax County, Virginia. Don't forget to check out our website, fxba.com. It lists all the events, all the attractions, everything there is to do to have fun in Fairfax County in Northern Virginia. And we'll see you next time.
And don't forget to hug your mothers on Mother's Day.
And check us out on social media, too.
Yep. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody.